Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Elliot. Hey, Elliot! He sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kid Short Stories, or go to kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! Okay, see you soon, Boggy. Bye! Elliot hung up his banana phone and ran over to tell his parents. Guys, Boggy's almost here! You see, Boggy was a really fun, big and yellow and green frog that always came once a year to visit Elliot on his birthday. Isn't that fun to have a special friend visit you on your birthday? Yeah, birthdays are so fun when you have a birthday party and your friends come over and you do all kinds of fun things. Well, one of the fun things that Elliot loved about his birthday is when Boggy would come and visit. Boggy the Froggy was so fun and so cool. They loved to do all kinds of fun things together. Elliot had just gotten off the phone with Boggy, and Boggy said that he was just down the street, so he was going to be there in like 1 minute. He's got to get his shoes on. Hurry! Elliot raced around to put his shoes on, and just then... Oh! Get the door! Elliot ran over and opened the door, and there was Boggy. Hey, Elliot! Elliot was so happy to see Boggy the Froggy. Oh, they gave each other a big hug. Have you ever hugged a frog before? Me neither. But Elliot and Boggy were best friends. They were so happy to see each other. And Elliot said, Boggy, you won't believe this. There's a really cool pond down the street. And it's got fish and all kinds of creatures. You should totally come explore it with me today. Let's go. And so Boggy and Elliot and Elliot's parents ran down the street to go play at the park by the pond. It was such a cool place with big trees and a pond with fish that you could watch or all kinds of other creatures. And so when they got to the pond, they started exploring for all kinds of cool things. Boggy, what do you want to do?
Oh, let's go look for some frog friends and maybe some turtles too.
And so Boggy and Elliot started looking in the pond as much as they could, and they were,
there's one. There's a mommy turtle. Hi, mommy turtle.
And the turtle came over and said,
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Can you help me?
Elliot said, Yeah, what's wrong?
You see, one of my baby turtles is missing. I'm not sure if he's learned how to swim very well, and I'm a little worried about him. Can you help me find him?
Absolutely. You see, Boggy the Froggy was a very good swimmer, and so he would be really good at swimming around the pond looking for this lost baby turtle. And so Boggy said,
All right, I'm gonna jump in the water and I will look as hard as I can to find this baby turtle.
Splash! Boggy jumped in the water with a big splash, which made everybody soaking wet. Elliot was soaked from head to toe, but it was worth it. They gotta find this missing baby turtle. Have you guys ever seen a baby turtle before? They are so cute and so nice and fun. Wow, it's so cool to be a turtle that you have a shell that you can hide in and you are really good at swimming. Well, you have to learn how to swim, and we're not sure about this baby turtle. We gotta find him. And Boggy started swimming around, looking everywhere for this missing baby turtle. You see, frogs, they are very good swimmers. Do you know why? Yeah? Yeah, you see,
on their feet, on all of their hands, they have special fingers that are like flippers. And they swim so fast through the water by pushing and kicking their feet and their legs very fast, which makes them very good swimmers. And if you've ever tried to catch a frog in the water, that is almost impossible because they're so fast. And so Boggy was swimming as fast as he could all over the pond when all of a sudden,
"Help me! Help me!"
Oh, there it is! There's the baby turtle! He was stuck on a log! How did you get up there? Elliot couldn't believe what he saw. This baby turtle had climbed up on a log and got stuck because I don't think he knew how to swim, but he was surrounded by water. The log had floated into the middle of the lake. Boggy swam over and carefully picked up the turtle and brought him back to shore. "Oh, thank you very much," the mommy turtle said. "Wow, Boggy, thank you for saving that little baby turtle," Elliot said.
"Oh, absolutely. Now let's go play."
Elliot and Boggy played the rest of the day as they got ready for the big birthday party with all of Elliot's friends. You see, what are some important things that you need for a birthday party? Balloons, yep. What else do you need? Streamers. Oh, and cake. Did I hear cake? Yeah. There's all kinds of really important things that you need to get ready for the party. And Boggy was really good at hanging streamers because he could jump really high and hang the balloons and the streamers in places that Elliot could definitely not reach. And so, when it was time, all the friends started to arrive, and that meant it was time for Boggy to go back to his house.
"Bye, Elliot!"
Boggy and Elliot gave each other another big hug, and Elliot was a little sad to see Boggy leave, but he knew that next year at his birthday, he would see him again. What a fun, awesome birthday party that Elliot got to see his best bud, Boggy the Froggy. The end.